Yeah, Simon Membeis, Siv Gimel. Suda da Azmenei Lameitza Bei Tfilin. A person had a Suda, he had a shawl, a scarf, and he wore the scarf, and now he decided he's going to use this to wrap up his Tfilin. Number one. Loilom. He changed his mind. That means till now he was using this as a scarf, and now he's going to use it as something to wrap up the tefillin. Vitzol beit tefillin, number one. And number two, he once wrapped up the tefillin in the suda, chadzimna, once. So that means there was two factors over here. There was a hazmone. That means this was an intent. There was a kavone that this suda will now be used to wrap up the tefillin, la'olam. And number two, once he wrapped up the tefillin, also lemeitza be'zuzi. So now one is not permitted to use this suda to wrap up money. That means it became tashmishe kedusha. Through these two actions, the hazmone and the tzobei, and now he's not permitted to use it for shimush shelchel. Now, let us look, start at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Beis. That's where we're up to. La'olam yesh oimrim davke befeirish. That means that the Hazmona has to be, and that we'll see Keseda and the Luchas we're going to learn, that he has an intent that it's now going to be used to wrap up Tfilin. So Yesh Oimrim Davke Befeirish. That means he said Befeirish, I will not use this anymore as a show. I'm going to use this to wrap up the Tfilin. Avo Bistome. But what if he didn't say anything? That means he decided to use it now to wrap up the tefillin. That does not necessarily mean that I'll always use it. So that's why the machaba is medayik la'olam. The azmanei la'olam, he prepared it and his intent was it should be used always now to wrap up the tefillin. That's one mahalach. Why? Even the stam suda ain't miyuchad l'tefillin. Avo b'stamol emrin and as manosi o aloylam. Even the stam suda miyuchad l'tefillin. That means since this has a different use, so even though now he has an intent to use this to wrap up the tefillin, but I do not assume that it means this will always be used for tefillin. That's not called azmoneh. That is why he has to say beferish is mazmenet for tefillin loyla. That's one mahalach. Aval medivrei hagro bebiyurei mashmi destoma havekil loyla. If he decided not to use it for tefillin, he doesn't have to specify, I want it. The decision alone, one can understand, he means it should be used to wrap up tefillin loyla. Yes?
What is void that has tefillin on, there is no doubt.
That's right. We'll have later such a thing. Yeah. Here we're speaking about that it is a suda, which has a different purpose, and he decided now that this should be used for tefillin. So now, here we have a machloikis. Does he has to specify la'olam, or automatically his decision means if he wants to now use it for tefillin, automatically I can assume that it means la'olam. What? Oh, then it's. Don't forget about it. Then it doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. We'll see. That's what it lays. That's right. Well, I mean, the machab is all heichad. He's not shloyirak lefishav. The machab is the next line. that the mechaba means that loylam. But if he said I want it temporarily, v'loy loylam, so memele, then it's nothing. Then it doesn't get a kedusha. Vim also kis lohoniach tefillin. What? So here now we're speaking about, and here we have a machloikis. If it was, it had a different shimush. Said the shimush as a shul, and now we decided to wrap up too. So what is it stomach? Do I say that means now his inter? I can assume that he wants it should be from now on to wrap up too. No, I say no, and he, unless he says befeirish, I don't assume that's the machlokes till now. But v'im also kiss lo niach tefillin. But what if he made specifically a kiss to put in tefillin? And he didn't, here that's mamish this halacha. He made specifically a kiss for tefillin, so then I can see assume that it's loyla. So that was one factor. It was prepared for to be used to hold tefillin. Number two, Vitzolbei Koze Bisubya. He put tefillin in there. He put tefillin in there once. So there was an intent it should hold tefillin, and tefillin was put in there once. So now it gets a kedusha of Tashmisha kedusha, and you cannot use it for something else. Koze Bisuda Aikisha Loi. That means this is his suda or his kis. So memele, so by putting the tefillin in his suda, so that can create that now the suda is kashmisha kedusha. Aval ein adam oisa dovo sheine shaloi. That means, let's say, if Reuven steals Shimon's suda, or Reuven steals Shimon's tefillin baitel, and he puts tefillin there, so he can't make it a tefillin. He can't make it a tefillin baitel if Reuven didn't make it, because another ma'isa davar sheni shlo. I cannot make it tashmisha kedusha because it's not mine. Elohim kain gonav beged, unless he stole material. V'chatoch evosim imenu kis. So then the aloch is agan beskayne b'shini ma'isa. So then the kiss becomes his. Das kan ye b'shini ma'isa ba'asof. Fine. The cotton shetzol bo tefillin ba'akis. Now, shehiz minoi lekach. Now, we are speaking about such a case. A cotton was mazmin. Now, a cotton is a lav bar das minatoire. It's a lav bar machshove. So, but we have here such a scenario. A cotton went and put tefillin in a kiss. She's minay lekach. He made the kiss, and he put the tefillin in the kiss. Now, so we said in order that there should be an issa, we need two factors. We need hazmone, that he was mazman, that he prepared it, that it should be oimet to hold tefillin, and also he put in tefillin. Now, in the first part, a cotton is a lav bar machshava. A cotton cannot create things with his machshava. So lechayra, we would say it's nothing. We would say it's nothing. He put in the tefillin, but the hazmana was nothing. So he is saying a chiddush. The cotton shetzor bought tefillin by kiss. Cotton, a cotton put in tefillin in the kiss. Shehizmine lekach, that the cotton himself was mazmin this kiss. Gam keinesa. It's also. So the Maxis of Shekel says pshat, because even though a cotton is a less bay machshove, obol nikel machshavtoi mitoich maisov. That means, but if from his actions I see what he wanted, that is called a machshava. So therefore, if I see he put tefillin in this kis, So then I see that, and he had prepared this kiss, so from the preparation of the kiss alone is nothing. Because that's machshava, he prepared the kiss, that's nothing. But if he put tefillin in the kiss, so now from his maisa I see what his intent was before, midarabonon hezed in machshava. ושיש מינו לכך גם כנסה, עבודובה הנסה בזמן הלכות, but something, we'll see later such a case, but if it becomes nesa bazman lechud, not with putting it the tefillin kama shehisbor, like mitzvah bazman neskotn, the kotn yesh lo maisa vein lo machshava, afilo gilu machshavtom bedibulon. Okay. Chad zimno. Now, a person was mazman, we're talking about here a shul, he was mazman, the shul should be to wrap around the tefillin, and he put once in tefillin, av sheho yirak lefi shul, he put it for once, to derech arai, kivin sheho yo bistome, but he didn't say anything, mitzarfinin ha-maise lahazmone. So then I say, since he was mazman, he prepared the shul, he prepared it that it should be the whole tefillin, and he put it in one, so I say, he put it in, I connect the maise to what the hazmona was. So since I know he prepared it for l'olam, so I say, even though he put it, he didn't say anything, but this is already considered a maisa also lo'ilam. Avo, impichish be'eis anoche. But a person was mazmen asuda lo'ilam. When he put in the tefillin, he said, Dohu al menas lefanoisoi. I don't have an intent that the tefillin should remain here. I want the tefillin should be here. Shori rishtamish b'chol achakach. Then you're allowed to be mishtamish chol. So now we're getting different halachas. A person had prepared, in order to become tashmish ektusha, you need these two factors. You need a preparation, lo'ilam, and you also need that he put in the tefillin, which I assume is also lo'ilam. So then, after these two factors come about, so then it becomes tashmish ekdusha. So now this is a tefillin baitel. This becomes tashmish ekdusha. But if when he put in the tefillin, he specified, I don't want that tefillin should be here forever. Now we want tefillin should be here. So I don't have these two factors. That means in order for it to become Tashmishe Kedusha La'olam, you need these two factors, that it was Huzman La'olam, he prepared it should be La'olam, and it was put in Stomach that it would be La'olam. But the minute he says, I'm putting it in, I don't want it La'olam, it doesn't become Tashmishe Kedusha, and you can put money in it. That's what he said. Avol pirish be'eis anoche dehu amanas lefanoisoi shori lishtamish b'chol achakach. Period. So now we learned aloche that it only becomes tashmishe kedushe if there was azmana lo'ilam and there was he put in the tefillin, which I assume he also meant lo'ilam, then it becomes tashmishe kedushe. Now, but now he's saying a chiddush. V'im osa hakis l'shem tefillin. V'tzol bei tefillin chodo zimna afil amanas lefanoisan achakach osa l'meitza bei zuzi. Now he says a new chiddush. Till now we were speaking about a person had a shul. He had a scarf. Fine. So this was the previous usage was his scarf. Now he decided he wants to use this petition, he wrapped the tefillin in this. In order to make it Tashmisha Kedusha, we need two factors. He has an intent, it should be la'olam for to hold the tefillin. And when he puts the tefillin in it, he wraps the tefillin with it, he also has an intent that it should, the tefillin should always be put into this scarf. Then it becomes Tashmisha Kedusha. But if when he put it in, he had an intent that it should not be loyalum. I just want it now. So it doesn't become Tashmisha Kedusha. But what is if a person specifically made something, he was ashamed to, he made a tefillin baito. He made a, we're not talking about a scarf. He made a tefillin baito. So he wanted, so that the first factor, he made it mamish for tefillin. So then the halacha is if he puts in tefillin for once, he just wants it for once, it's too late. If the hazmone was a greater hazmone, it means this is different than the scarf. The scarf was just made for a scarf. And now he had an intent, it should be used as a tefillin baito. So then we say this intent only works to make a tashmisha kedusha if when he put in the tefillin, he also had an intent it should be there loilam. But if something was made specifically l'shem tefillin, so then even when he puts in the tefillin, he wants it only for one time, it's fafalim. That's what he says over here. So the mosa kisu shem tefillin v'tzol bei tefillin chode zimde afilu al menas l'fenoysan achakach, but he made it l'shem tefillin also l'meitza beizuzi v'hu adin imho yakis osui v'hoysa boi eze dovo l'tzoyrech tefillin l'na oysoi havik moysha osa kisu shem tefillin עד שאיתו מה שחידש מים פרלוך. אמר את זה כחידש, he says over here, I made a kiss. I had a kiss. The reason I made a kiss was to put money in, to hold other things. I made a kiss not for that. But then I go and embroider on the kiss, the tefillin. There should be a tefillin baitel. So I embroidered that on the kiss. So that is considered now, I made this a kishel tefillin. So it, even though it was made l'chatchilin for other reasons, but if in the asiyas hakis, it's not some say, I'm saying I want it to be a kishel tefillin. I made it a kishel tefillin by embroidering on the kiss that this should be a kishel tefillin. So it's considered now, I made a kishel tefillin. So therefore, if I put it in tefillin once, it's too late. It becomes Tashmisha Kedusha. Unless I'll take off the embroidery and then we'll be Mutta again. Now we said, so about Kapana, let's go back to our din. We're saying a din that a person that was Mazman, let's go back to our scarf. He was Mazman, a scarf, that he could now use it as a tefillin baitel, and he put once in tefillin, and I assume Masami he meant that he'll always use it for tefillin. So now this is called Tashmisha Kedusha, and he's not permitted to use this for Dovah, he's not permitted to put money in it. Techein Shah Dovah, and you're not allowed to put another thing also. Afilu davo sheyesh bo kedusha, koshu lamata mitvilin ke mezuze, v'lo no kedusi rak mishum seifa. Now we start talking interesting shailos. Lefize ein losi sida bekishe miyuchet mitchila litvilin levat. So that means like this, if a person somehow this was made with Shane tefillin, and he put the tefillin in there, and so this is Tashmisha Kedusha, and the lady he can never find a small siddur to fit into to his tefillin baitel, so finished. But now, 2 months later, he goes in his farm store, he sees a small siddur, mamish, if it's in the tefillin baitel, So now he wants to put it into the tefillah. So we tap him on the shoulder, and we tell him, Rabbi Gantzildik, that this was made l'shem kedushas tefillah. So Memele, and you, B'shas Maisi, didn't know for the small siddurim. So Memele, now putting in a siddur is a lesser kedusha than tefillah. So you're not allowed to put it in, since he was not mechaven when it was made for a siddur. Now, Alafiza, therefore, Ein lo say siddur b'kishay meyuchad mitchila l'tfilin levad. If it was meyuchad mitchila l'tfilin, he's not allowed to put a siddur there. Va'af al pikein in limchois b'zeh, tekiven d'regilin b'zeh, avolo ki'ilu ishna mitchila ochenal b'sivkotn yudalav. But since this is a normal situation that a person puts a siddur in tefillin, even though the tefillin baito, even though b'shas ma'aseh he didn't specify this, but that's a normal situation. So other poskim hold, we can assume it's ke'ilu hisne. It's ke'ilu hisne. Now, let me just tell you a marshal to this halacha, which is moyadik negeya. Let's talk about, we have a bima on a shul. You have a bima. Now, the bima is sicha tashmishe kedusha, because she put the sefer Torah on the bima. So the bima is tashmishe kedusha. So now, let's talk about, so I want to go and put my hat and jacket on the bima. So l'chayretzicha osa. Afilu to lean on the bima should also be osa. That means I'm using tashmisha kedusha for a tzayre chayl. So later in Simen Kufnun Dalet, It's brought down that and perhaps all that they put on perhaps on the bima all the different things which are printed l'kovet Shabbos, and the kubi is also not poshet, because you have to know. But it's brought down in Kufn and Dalet like this. It's a Tumas Hadashin. The Tumas Hadashin says people, they lean on the bima, they put a siddur on the bima, and it's a shrek. So he says, so since the regilis is that they do it, so it's like Bezdin was masna when the bina was made, that was made with a tnai that these things are permitted. If you make with a tnai, that means he just said over here. Also, the regilis is to make a tnai to put a siddur into a tefillin baito. So then we consider that even though he didn't say pefeish, but it's ki'ilu hisne, so the same thing is brought down over there. The tashmishim regilim that people normally use a bima for, that they lean on the bima, they put a siddur on the bima. So this we can consider ki'ilu it was hisne that it should be that. That for this will be able to use it. So whatever the tenai was, there's a tenai, so a tenai will help. Which case are you speaking about? Well, he didn't make a tenai. So by a bime, it's also, it's very interesting, in Kufnun Dalet, it says, there's a Tumas Hadashin. The Tumas Hadashin said he wanted to be miyashiv the minik ha'ilom. So he says, what the minik is, he can be soymach on it, but also nalachatchil. He also says nalachatchil attacker. He says, but to be miyashiv the minik ha'ilom, to say that it should be avayon, and mechmein, it's shaka. A person comes to shul and comes out, he goes out with more avayas than he had when he came in. So upon him, we're not talking about that. Okay. Yeah. Now, Vaitam. Yeah. Now we're going to see a Gemara that Tanai helps. Vim hisna olav mitchila. Now, when he made this tefillin baito, he was a Talmud Chochem. So he said clearly that I'm not making it only for tefillin baito. I want to be able to use it also. So then, let's look further to the above. Im hisna olav mitchile, b'chol inyin shari. Then it's mutter. If you spoke when you made it, the hazmone, I said, I want to put tefillin, but I want to put other things also. So then it's mutter, b'chol inyin. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu osa akis l'shem tefillin. He made the kiss, I made a kiss a tefillin baito. And I will shame tefillin when I put tefillin in. The gam tzol bei bikvius, and he puts in the tefillin, I want to always have tefillin in this. He made a tefillin baito, and he put in tefillin, I want this to hold tefillin. But he made a tenai, but I also want to put something else in. So it means like this, when this whole procedure is like a hegdish, I'm being magdish the baito, that this should be miyuchit for Tashmish Kedusha. So when do I consider I was magdish the baito to miyuchit if I didn't say anything? So then automatically you made it for tefillin against Tashmish Kedusha. But the minute you opened up your mouth and you said, listen, I want to be able to put in my sitter. I want to put in, be able to put coins in. I want to use it. So then, afilu osa hakis l'shem tefillin v'gam tzol bei bekvi yishori kivin dehisna be'es asiye. When he made this, that was the zman hazmona sheyuchol l'shanis k'sheyirtze usmai isnai mahani l'shtamish ben. Afilu ba'idon b'kedushoson u'chamoyshe kosov semen kufnun dalot sifches. And that's the zaloche. That means that's the zaloche of the bime. That means it's still a bime. You can't put your hat on it. But we consider there's a, I made it now, I can lean on it. I can put a sitter on it. So memele, that means the tnai is magbul. The Kedusha. I made a Kedusha. It's Tashmisha Kedusha, but there are loopholes which, for other things, I reserved the right to use the Seyre Chol. So that's the, so if a person made a Tefillin Baito and he said specifically, I want to be able to use it for other things also, so then you're allowed to use it. No, so if he said, what does he want to do later with it? He wants to later, he said, given the Hisna Beis HaShishiyah Yuchal L'Shanis K'Shiyah, if he said he wants to, then he won't need Gneza. That means if the Tanai was, I'm using it now, but if ever I want, I can use it for my, I'm reserving the right, here this is different Tanai. The Hisna Beis HaShishiyah Yuchal L'Shanis K'Shiyah But now, Mahani Ushamish Ben Afilu Boydim B'Tushos, Moshe Kosa. So, Mamela, here he said he made a special, a different name. Yuchal, whenever I want to use it for something else, I can use it. This is different than that name. Achletai Atashmish Megumel Loi Mahani Tnai. But since, so for Kelsey, you don't need Gneza, I can use it now. I changed my mind. I bought a new Tvillan Baiton. This I'll use for other things. But to use it for a Tashmish El Gnai, something which was once used for Tulun, is awesome. Yeah. V'hu adin, im yirtza lichach eiza dobo b'rtzua akavua b'tfilin sh'olov, d'loy mahani, mishum bizui mitzvah. That means like this, even though, let's say, Ritzua is a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. And he made a tenai that he could use it for other things also, but while the tefillin, he's wearing the tefillin, nor use then the tzuis to tie up something, that's a bizri mitzvah. The same thing the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, if I'm the tzitzis, I want to tie with my tzitzis something, it's also, while I'm wearing the tzitzis, it's a bizri mitzvah. That means I'm using the tzitzis for, that's a bizri. Now let's go a little further. Now, uklaf ha-me'ubit l'shem tefillin. Now, so till now we heard that by Tashmishei Kedusha, in order to create an Isser of Tashmishei Kedusha, you need two things. You need Azmane, and you need that Tzolboy, that it was used for that Tafkid. Then it's also. But Azmane alone is nothing. Azmane alone is nothing. Uklaf ha-me'ubit l'shem tefillin. But what is guf ha-kedusha? The klaf, which is not tashmishei kedusha. The klaf is guf ha-kedusha. Ha-me'ubit l'shem tefillin. Osa lichtev olav divrei chel. Das moniki ha-gavne l'guf ha-kedusha milsei. So now he's saying such a halacha. Till now we were learning Azmone l'tashmishe kedusha. We're talking about a tefillin baitel. So a tefillin baitel is, it's mishah, I hold the tefillin inside of it. So that's called tashmishe kedusha. And so there it's also for chol, if I made hazmone, plus I put tefillin in. Then it's also for divrei chol. But if I made hazmone alone, it's nothing. I can use it for chol. But if there was Azmone leguf hakdusha, that means I took a klaf, and I was mazmin the klaf, I was ma'abed the klaf for a klaf of Sefer Torah. So what happened over here? I was mazmin it l'shem kedusha Sefer Torah, which is nothing. I didn't write anything on it yet. So here there's a loche, Azmone leguf hakdusha. Even though I didn't write anything, it's also b'divrei chol. That's a chayim, and that's what the Rebbe is saying over here. Uklav ha-mehubed l'shem tefillin, also lichtev olav divrei chol, tazmane ki ha-gavne l'guf ha-kedusha milsei. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. L'shem tefillin. He was ma'abed a klaf l'shem tefillin. Haynu ha-parshi yishel tefillin. Vudin oir ha-me'ubed la-habatim shel roish o yishel yad. Or he was ma'abed the oir of the batim. He didn't put any parshis. Vastein chokok olav shin, mikol mokim kuf ktusha mikri, b'chosh kenem ubed oir ha-me'ubed l'sefer teira mezuzi. Divrei chayl, she's not allowed to use it for divrei chayl. But since it was only Hazmone, so the halacha is you can't use it for chayil, but to use it for a smaller kedusha, kigayin lichtevol of mezuzah shekedushosa kala mitvilim beishadim reteire muta afilu er shenis abed l'sefer teire v'get avidover shel chayil. So now he's telling us this, look, I was ma'abid a'ur, a klaf for a Sefer Torah. So if I want to use it now to write Divrei Torah on it, no problem. Because even though it's a smaller Kedusha, but this chayma of Hazmona leguf haktush is only also b'divrei chayil. So that means a get, I can't write on it. If I want to write a telephone number, I can't write on it because, one, also not. A megillah, yes, that's kedusha. A ksubinat, a ksub is that's a shtar, it's like a get. Yeah, I think so. Ki hai gavne, so that means he was mazmenit. Shehu al hidei maise gomo. That means it was ma'abed oil, even though it was only hazmona. Lafuki im hoyo rak hazmona bedibur ba'al. Lafuki im rak hazmona bedibur ba'al. It means he did a ma'ase. She'oishe rak tikon ha'klav. He just rubbed off the klav. It's virtute l'shmo. That is not called hazmona l'guf ha'kdushe. L'guf ha'kdushe, lafuki hazmona l'tashmishe k'dushe. K'goyim. Asiyas kiss litvillin. So there was Azmona, the kiss tvillin is Tashmisha Kedusha. Or Ibud oil l'ritzuis, or I made oil should be ritzuis, is also Tashmisha Kedusha. Shurak Tashmisha Kedusha. The Mutter l'shanoisei afilu l'choyo. Yeah. HaKedusha, aval Azmona, l'guf ha-mitzvah. But if a person is mazmin something not likdusha, no laguf ha-mitzvah, kagoyin tzitzis, he made tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, he made a shofar, he made a lulav, he made a sukkah, ne'chanukah, afilo asor lekach, loy mitzvah. The whole Indian of azmona laguf ha-kdusha is by kdusha, not by mitzvahs. I made a menorah and then I decide to use it for my own purposes, no problem. Das man la milse gekommen sind mit der Islamat khair und wollte das stamm ist bei khair auf die tonight and that's yeah okay we'll stop here.